Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and Hotep, everybody. And welcome to the Word from the Point, Gold Cup Network, Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. I am Kwame Benton, and I'm going to be your host today on this Monday. Today's topic is Monday's Mission. And I hope everybody had a very safe and enjoyable weekend and are ready for this week. Now, today is not your normal Monday because it is what they call Labor Day. Today is September the 7th, 2020. And a lot of people who still have jobs are off today. And this is an opportunity to, congregate and socialize and just enjoy the last day before the winter starts to set in and people start to, stay home a little bit more than normal because of the weather and things of that nature. And right now we're going through this COVID-19 pandemic, and it is a time in history that we've never seen before. You know, we're in changing times, and there's a lot more going on than COVID-19 that a lot of people are not really aware of. Because I believe we're just not connected to what we need to be connected to. You know, right now, I'm here in Virginia, in Rico County, and we have some beautiful weather here. Today is a nice sunny day. Got the door open because it's not hot. And getting some of that fresh air flowing through the home. But then you have California, where they're on fire right now. I mean, it is like unbelievable, you know, how many homes and how many acres have been destroyed because of fire. And right now in Colorado, today, it's snowing and raining. And we're in September, people. Up in Maine, the temperature of the water is getting warmer faster than normal. And that's, you know, something that a lot of us are not aware of because we have this COVID-19 and we got this election. We have all these obstacles, all these, I want to call them distractions, you know. And today's mission, I believe, is for me to try to get us to just take a step back and take a look at what's really going on around us. You know, they got us, you know, at odds against each other over Democrat and Republican candidate, who should we vote for the next 4 years to represent this country, when really the country's falling apart, people, but we just can't see it because of the distractions that they keep throwing up in our face. It doesn't really matter who is the president of the United States. And once we realize that, we could probably make some positive change here in this country and all over the planet. But they got us in this deep, deep sleep, you know, that I call the matrix, you know, got us going from day to day, not really knowing what's going on because of the program that we have been given with an educational system that they've given us. You see, our school system really was not designed for people who dream, people who are ambitious, and people who want to, you know, live a life of freedom. You know, it's designed to make us become good, obedient workers and go to work for somebody for 40 years and work paycheck to paycheck and scramble and, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul. And so right now we got a lot of riots, they want to call riots, going on all throughout the planet. Because of this system called capitalism. that is basically standing on the foundation of the enslavement of humans and the exploitation of other people's resources to make a few people very, very wealthy, a few families very, very wealthy, while the masses of the people on the planet are struggling, you know, walking around basically in a zombie state and are not even aware of it. You know, a lot of people are going to go out here and vote for the Democratic Party, you know, because they say that's the lesser of two evils. And evil is evil, people. It doesn't really matter. You know, evil is evil, any way you look at it. So why would you want to vote for anything that you already know is evil, really? But we have been so programmed to think that that's our only choice. That's the only thing that we can do is go out here and vote. The politicians do not represent our best interests, because if they did, there would already be a stimulus package, two of them by now, because over 50 million people have lost their jobs in the last 4 months because of COVID-19. People are about to be evicted from their homes. We have food lines stretching for miles and miles in the suburbs where people were making a pretty decent wage because of your jobs that they once had. But because of COVID-19, a lot of jobs are gone. Just like in 2008, when a lot of jobs disappeared. Well, you know, they are announcing that I think 1.6 jobs was added last month or something like that. But people, those jobs that they're adding are going to be paying less, and you're going to be working more. The wealth gap is going to continue to get wider and wider until we learn some things that the wealthy don't want you to know. And I'm going to give you that number one wealth-building secret that most of us may have heard of, but it went right up past our head. And that's to pay yourself first, people. That's what we do, and that's what we're trying to get people to understand. You must learn to pay yourself first. You see, it's not how much money you make. It's how much money you can actually keep beyond your lifetime. See, we have to start thinking about generations. You know, the wealthy, they think and plan for 3 generations ahead, while the poor, we plan for the weekend, or we plan for a 2-week vacation. That's what we plan for. Generational wealth is not in our vocabulary. It's not in our consciousness. And so when someone approaches us about ways that we can become wealthy, and that person's not wealthy, we dismiss the message because of the messenger is not wealthy. But, you know, a lot of us don't come from a wealthy family. But it's up to us to have a wealthy family come from us. But we have been programmed to think that, you know, you hear these sayings like money is the root to all evil. You know, money isn't that important. Well, money is very, very close to oxygen. Without it, your life cannot be happy, you know. And back to the elections, corporations are in charge of this government. Your president is just the chief executive officer of a corporation. He has to listen to those who run the corporation. And the people that run the corporation are some families who took control of the monetary system of this country, the United States, in 1913. But they don't teach you this in school. You know, you go to school to go get a job, right? And what is going to happen when you get a job? About 40% of your income is going to go towards taxes. Why wouldn't the school teach you that if you have a home-based business, you can drastically reduce your tax liability? Because if you think about it, what are they doing with the tax money that they're collecting? they're paying off a debt to a private banking cartel that controls this country. And they create cash out of thin air. All they have to do is press a couple of keys on a computer now. Don't even have to print it like they used to before on pieces of paper that's made out of cotton fiber. You see, people, cotton is not going to make us wealthy. But you must learn the number one wealth building secret, and that's to pay yourself first, like I said. But you must pay yourself in an asset that's going to outpace inflation. Inflation is that hidden tax that's been robbing us of our wealth since we've been working and earning the dollars, the currency that the government issues. You see, up until 1971, the U.S. dollar was backed by gold. You know, at one time, you could take that piece of paper to a bank and they had to give you gold for that piece of paper because it's really a receipt. Well, you want to pay yourself first, people, but you want to make sure that you pay yourself in something that's going to outpace inflation. And gold and silver are the things that you need to be paying yourself first. When I say pay yourself first, I mean saving. Saving. 10% of everything that you earn should be yours to keep forever, beyond your lifetime, for your children's children. That's what generational wealth is all about. So we have to stop planning for a two-week vacation. We have to stop planning for the holidays that they give us so we can spend more of our cash on things that are not really benefiting us in the long run. You see, the wealthy, they take that cash, they pay themselves first, they put it in an appreciating asset that's going to put their money to work for us, for them. The poor and middle class, they try to save paper, which they can't save because it loses its value every single year. And so if you know better, you should do better. So we offer you an opportunity to open up a gold savings account where you can start exchanging your paper for real money gold. Now, if that's all you got from this, that's great. And if you didn't get that, that's great too. But not only can you open up a gold savings account, you can also share this information with other people to help them. You see, this is not about closing a deal, people. It's about helping others. This is what we do. We're trying to help you keep what you have and grow it so that you can build generational wealth and protect your family's financial future. That's what this is all about. We're in a new time like never before. We have a new money system that's being implemented called cryptocurrency that we all need more about. We have that opportunity also with this company that we're a part of. And I'm excited about the opportunity because we're moving on to more uncharted territory so that everybody who takes part on this freedom ride can live a life of abundance. Not have to worry about robbing Peter to pay Paul because they learned secret number one and they put it into action. And then we practice group economics by sharing this amazing opportunity with others so they can get on the road to freedom that's paid with gold and silver. So my name is Kwame Benton. I want to thank you for your time. If you got any value out of this, please share it. Please like it. And there's going to be a link, like I said here, for you to open up your free gold savings account and start protecting your family's financial future by acquiring small transaction-friendly weights of gold at a price that everyone can afford and sharing with other people this amazing wealth building. Pay yourself first. Peace, power, and love.